Praise Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Bread's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses starting from 16 to 19. Book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses starting from 16 to 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know what is right and wrong. God has given us a conscience to decide and to make the right choices and decisions in our life. There are few things what the Lord dislikes, what the Lord hates and even considers as an abomination. What are they? They are a proud look, a haughty look. Bible says that the Lord hates the proud at heart, but he loves the humble. So let us not have a proud look. Let us always have a gentle and humble look, which will be pleaseful to those who approach us, that they can talk to us. We can be a help to them in their suffering. Amen. And secondly, the Lord hates a lying tongue. Our God is a God of truth, justice. He's full of moral. So the Lord does not like a person who lies. Let us be truthful, righteous in all our deeds. Amen. Thirdly, hands that shed innocent blood. When there was a quarrel between Abel and Cain, God was asking Cain for an account of the blood of Abel, of blood, innocent blood that was shed. God hates a person who murders. Let us not be brutal and violent, but have a calm and a serene and a divine spirit. Let us don the fruits of spirit. Let us have love in us, humanity in us, respect one another, and love one another just like God loved us. Amen. Fourthly, a heart that devises wicked plans. Our God doesn't like those who envisage wicked plans, those who envisage a plan to entrap others. Any wicked thought is an abominable to the Lord. Our Lord is a righteous God. Amen. He is a God of righteousness. He hates evil. He is asking you to do good to those who do evil. God wants to make this world a peaceful habitat, a peaceful heaven. And he does not want you to run into wicked plans. Make your heart upright. Devote your spirit to the Lord and ask for his instructions in your life. But he will keep you away from all the wicked thoughts that Satan brings in you. Open up your heart and ask the Lord to do his will in your life. Ask for his forgiveness. Repent and be transformed with his renewing spirit. Amen. Fifthly, feet that are swift in running to evil. God does not like those who are swift and haste towards doing evil. Evil in the sense, your heart is so much wanting to do something that is unholy, which is sinful in nature, but still you wanted to cling on to it. God says that if you sin willfully, then there is a condemnation. And if you sin willfully, you're making Christ to go again to the cross and to be crucified. And you're disrespecting the will of God. So God doesn't like, God hates, and it is an abominable to the Lord, those who are swift in running to evil. Ask God to stop you. Whenever there's a thought that's making you to wander, that's making you to go away from the godly presence, when there's lust in your flesh, rebuke the spirit. Rebuke the lustful spirit. Fear God. The devil will flee away from you. Amen. Sixthly, a false witness who speaks lies. God hates those who stand as a false witness, so that the justice will be toppled, the judgment will be toppled. There are many instances that we can see in the Bible. There were many false witnesses that was brought against Jesus when he was standing in front of Pilate, the governor. The Pharisees and the multitude, they brought in false accusations and making false witnesses, which deprived the innocence of Jesus Christ, and that made an unjust statement, an unjust verdict coming out from the governor. So God hates false witnesses. Do not be a witness for any such falsehood. Do not stand as a witness for any falsehood. Stand for righteousness. Be of just spirit. Do not get along with people who speak lies, who stand for lies, but you stand for the truth. For God loves those who speak truth, who stands for the justice. Amen. Seventhly, and one who sows discord among brethren. God is a God of peace, love. Bible says that where there is unity, God loves unity in brethren. For Psalm 133 verse 1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." So that is the will of God. God wants brothers and sisters to live in unity without any quarrels or conflicts. And he hates the person who brings in strife, who brings in confusion, or who brings in a discord within the relationship of a brotherhood. So these are seven things that the Lord hates. If we can correct our own selves and are meant to have an upright spirit, if we can change ourselves and come to God and ask for His wisdom and guidance by submitting our own selves, then the Lord will change you. He can transform you into a better person. Bring before God and confess to Him all your shortcomings. He can make you right. Always be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do what is right in the sight of God. Turn away from evil and humble yourselves before the Lord. He shall lift you up in His appointed time. He loves you and He wanted to bless you. God bless. Have a beautiful and pleasant day. Amen.